Hi, good morning, Rabos. I hope everyone is well. We left off here towards the Oschafei. V'yesha noshem she'enam nosem p'nai l'nafsham bo'e itim. Rabbeinu Yonah says that there's no such thing as objectively not having the time. It's a question of whether or not we allow ourselves the time. That no matter how objectively a person has the opportunity to be koveh itim, and it's a question of how he decides to prioritize and allocate his time. Second point here in this sentence, Likboa itim. You know, in acquiring knowledge, so it's enough to tackle a sugya. A question. Once and thoroughly and work, then with whatever, so that a person is able to successfully store it away in his memory bank. But clearly, all that doesn't add up to what Rabbeinu Yonah is recommending of Lagboa Itim. And the reason is because there's one goal of acquiring knowledge. There's another goal of internalizing knowledge. That what I know becomes a part of my awareness and therefore shapes and molds how I live. And that requires constant reinforcement. Because it's not the intellectual breakthrough. No, the intellectual breakthrough has been made. The idea has been recognized and grasped. The challenge is to instill, embed it within one's awareness, and then to retain that, and then to sustain that state. And that's why Rabbeinu Yonah says a person shouldn't be lulled into a false sense of security. I already know this. Let's move on to the next frontier of knowledge. No, a person should move on to the next frontier of knowledge, but at the same time should realize that when he wants something, not only to be part of his memory bank, but part of his awareness, it requires a kviyas itim. The most common competition in terms of our time, in terms of not allocating and devoting our time the way it should be, is the tirdasim b'kinyanai ha'olam, is the temptation to amass wealth, to amass belongings, and the claims and demands that makes in our time. Ki'inyan shekasuv halom nisa yisrambam yamusuv lo v'chachma. Rabbeinu Yonah teaches, Perush halonisa yisram. What does that first half of the pasuk mean? Mamonam mehem binisiyasam. When we go on our voyage, meaning our voyage, taking leave of Olam Hazeh, so then our yeser, our surplus, which Rabbeinu Yonah says refers to money, refers to physical belongings, properties, that departs from us. And not only is it that there's no enduring value to the surplus, the money, but worse than that, but there was a tremendous cost that was incurred. It caused us to die without lacking to contemplate every person's ultimate destiny. So then we would have prioritized and we would have lived differently. The principle of Rabbeinu Yonah is putting forth is very intuitive. But I'd say the question is, when a student is in college, and the question is, what should his major be? What classes should he be taking? So how do you answer that question? The way to answer that question is that the student has to ask himself, well, where do I want to be when I graduate college? What do I want to be positioned for when I graduate college? If I want to be positioned to go to medical school, so then that will tell me to a large extent and to a large degree what courses I should be taking and how my energies and where my energy should be channeled. If I have a different goal in mind for college, a different professional goal, or whatever the goal may be, so then that will provide different direction and different guidance. So a person can only know what to do now when a person looks ahead to see, well, where am I going to end up, or where do I want to end up? And once a person identifies where he's going to end up, where he wants to end up, so then he can work backwards and figure out what he should be doing now. And that's simple common sense, right? It's something which is very intuitive. If a person goes through college without asking himself what he wants to be positioned for upon graduation, so then he may find himself graduating and not be in the position that he wants to be. He may not have the professional options or the graduate school options that he would like to have. The only way for those options to be there, the only way for a person to be positioned at the end of this stage for the next stage is to be thinking about the next stage now. That's simple common sense. Simple not in a chas v'shalom, in a demeaning or disparaging sense, rather in the sense of just how compelling and how intuitive it is. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying. That to know how to live, what to stress, what to prioritize, how to develop and apply one's kochos. So a person has to think ahead to where he wants to be positioned at the end of this stage, i.e. Olam Hazeh, for the next stage. Let's conclude this topic. Says Rabbi Yona, "B'mayim nichbar ashelachach mi yisrael zechanan levacha." Hoye hilo olav shalom omim ena nili mili uchshani laatzmi moani v'im lo achshav ein mosai beir adov. What did hilo mean? Im ha'adam lo ye'over nafsho ma yo iluhu hamusarim. So we saw based on the Malbim the other day, again, that liyaser means to, just like similar to la'esor in a physical sense, liyaser in a spiritual sense is to restrain and to keep the nefesh on its on the straight and narrow. And that can be accomplished either through the suffering, or it can be accomplished through what we call the Musa Shmuz. Earlier, Rabbeinu Yona used Musa in the first sense. Here he's clearly using it in the second sense, in the sense of hearing a Musa Shmuz, hearing the Divrei Hisaris, right? He refers to Yom Shamo. And Rabbeinu Yona says that basically a person can't be passive and expect to develop or improve spiritually. It's not enough that I go and that I'm allow myself to be on the receiving end of the chizuk of the hisaros. Take responsibility to give himself the Musa. If the extent of my effort is that I go hear someone else's Musa Shmuz, but I don't take ownership to give myself the Musa. So why? But in every personal experience, inevitably, if that's all the person does, so as strong as the initial impression is, it fades and it gets forgotten. Your kindness, your devotion, when the sun comes up. V'nerma kesef nivcha loshen tzadik, but avol pichein leiv v'sham kimat perush. What does it mean that the language, the words of a tzaddik, are like choice silver? What does that mean? Perish musar hatzaddik, right? That's what the lashon hatzaddik means in this pasuk. The word, the divrei musar that the tzaddik speaks, it's true. There's zach beliority to them. Ulashon nivchar, and they're expressed so beautifully, so eloquently. Afal pichein, that cannot and never will kishel atzmo yield results, because avaleva risham hashomim musaro rega echad hu. To change, it takes more than 1 second. More than 1 minute to the musar for the amount, then they can't have any effect. Milashon Kimat Oyevem Achnia. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I will subdue their enemies instantaneously in a moment. Kerega, inyano, kerega, oyevei machnia. V'yikari lev, halev hanovon v'hamasuka. What does lev, heart, or mind mean here? One which is discerning, and one which is... has been rectified. Kemo shenema v'shomea tochachas kon elev. Liknos chochma, a person is looking to liknos chochma, but it's futile as long as lev oyen, as long as he lacks the discernment. When a person, so what does that mean? That there's no, a person should go and we should seek out the appropriate divrei musar, divrei chizuk, divrei hadracha. Aval tzarach ha'odim b'shamo ha'musa la'orah nafsho v'lasim adver malibo. But the person should realize that hearing the Divrei Musar is only the first step, is only the first part of what needs to be done. A person then has to, again, losim adver maliba, we spoke about this phrase, a person has to constantly reinforce in an attempt to internalize the lachshov bohem tomid, and the... The constant review, not looking to yield more intellectual insight. It when Talmud again just to transition from knowledge to internalization. It's accomplished through the lashon when Talmud. Again, this idea we associate it more commonly, more popularly, with Ramchal's introduction to Maseilas Rishonim, but it's clearly here in the Rabbeinu Yonah already. Va'aleim Yosef lekach, and then a person will add to what he heard, the Divrei Musar, the Divrei Hadracha that he heard. Umilibo yotzi milin, v'yizbodeit b'chadrei rucho. A person can be misbodeit physically. A person can sort of go into a room and close the door, but it can remain very superficial. His bodedus has to be that the person then enters the inner chambers of his spirit. The yoshuv yafoch yad tochachto al nafsho. And he now again takes the responsibility to not just be a passive audience, but to actively be giving the tochacha to himself. There should be this constant reinforcement. It takes time, usually. It takes time to change. Change is usually a slow process, and we need to stay the course. Okay, so we'll stop here for now. But we'll resume with Psachim around 12:45. Okay, Rabbi, so everyone should have a good, productive morning. Be well. Be safe.